Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We have made great strides in the fight against cancer. Improvements in technology, screening, preventative care, and public awareness have led to better outcomes and longer lives. But your odds of detecting and surviving cancer are still determined in many ways by your zip code. I'm Rob Hart, and this week on At Issue, we talk about an innovative partnership that will improve cancer detection and care in one working-class Chicago neighborhood.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin King, who works for City of Hope, who's a radiation oncologist through this partnership with Humboldt Park Health, and will be the medical director for oncology services at Humboldt Park Health. And we're also joined today by Jose Sanchez. He is with Humboldt Park Health and oversees the partnership with City of Hope. He's the president and CEO of the organization. And this is the season of giving. This is the time when people give to charity or any organization that touches their heart. And what happens if when you donate to City of Hope, what happens after you click send on that donation?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. That's a great question. So at City of Hope, our mission is to make world-class cancer care accessible to every person who needs it. So when people donate to charitable organizations such as City of Hope, we make sure that those patients have access to world-class research, world-class care, and world-class compassion, making sure they get the care that they need.
And then, Jose, how does this particular partnership really change the mission or fundamentally just boost what's available at Humboldt Park Health?
Well, I'm really very excited about the fact that actually we are having this relationship with the City of Hope. I think if we take a look at the health profile of the community, there are very high incidence of different type of cancer. And we are actually looking forward to this engagement to offer more services in the community of Humboldt Park to those residents that live there.
And what is the greatest challenge when it comes to, not only fighting cancer among people who live in the neighborhood, but screening it? Is it just simply access to health care and that people may not get the preventative care that's necessary to head off particular cancers before they really develop into something serious?
Well, there are a combination of many different things. Number one, I think, is access. For example, at Humboldt Park Health, presently what we have is just one oncologist there, and we don't offer all of the specialties. With City of Hope, what we expect to happen is that we are going to have all of these specialists that are going to be available to the community of Humboldt Park. The other thing is that if we take a look at the incidence of of cancer in that community. We are a very poor community, and when we take a look at the health profile, we probably stand out in terms of all of the health conditions that could be preventable. But at this time, we don't have the resources, we don't have the personnel, and I think that the relationship with City of Hope is going to bring the hope that we need for the Humboldt Park community.
I love that response. And, you know, it's so interesting because cancer outcomes should not be dependent on the zip code that you live in. So this is a partnership between two amazing organizations that are going to come together and bring experts on the neighborhood level.
And then when it comes to when someone walks into Humboldt Park Health, a facility, a clinic, and they need help or they have something, how will this partnership change their experience compared to what had come before?
Yeah, so what our plan is for every patient to be able to be seen by a specialist specifically within that disease site that they are being treated for. So long are the days, gone are the days where you have one person treating everything. Now you have specifically a radiation oncologist, a medical oncologist who specializes in breast cancer, prostate cancer, GI malignancies like colon cancer. You have a surgical oncologist and you have a hematology oncologist all coming on site to deliver expert level care.
Now, if you have these specialists on site, how does that, just having those people there, how does that improve someone's odds of making it through treatment versus just having one person, a one size fits all approach?
First thing is that they are going to be treated with the proper regimen. And they're going to have access to tumor boards. So at City of Hope, we are a national organization. Our main center is out of Duarte, California. We've been around for over 100 years, only focusing on cancer and diabetes. Within the past few years, we've expanded our footprint out to Chicago, Atlanta, and Phoenix. And with that comes access to every single specialist and provider across the country through our national tumor boards that patients now in Humboldt Park Health will have access to. So their case is not just being reviewed by one person at one time point. They now have experts weighing in from many, many different specialties about what the best treatment approach for that singular patient will be.
And then, Jose, when it comes to just the mission of Humboldt Park Health, how has that changed over the years in terms of making sure that people who live in Humboldt Park, which historically has been an immigrant community and also a working class community, and making sure that they have access to the medical care that they need?
Well, I will say to you that when we take a look at the health profile of the community where we are primarily underserved community, but also the demographic in terms of Latinos, African Americans, and people from all over the world that are sitting there who are living in that community, they do not have access to care. So I think that how this is going to change the profile is that, number one, we are going to focus on reducing cancer disparities in the Humboldt Park community. We're going to have much better coordination of services for those patients. We're going to be able to provide high quality care for them. There will be many more hours of clinic, and there will be more options of treatment. That is significant for the Humboldt Park community and that community, which we haven't had in years.
And then in general, when it comes to improving just overall patient health, whether it's the mission of Humboldt Park Health or just the medical system as a whole, the same question, how have things changed over the years in terms of greater knowledge, in terms of just environmental factors? How in your experience, what's the current state of play versus, 10 years ago or 20?
Well, I think that when I first arrived there about 15 years ago, I mean, there was a community of an isolation that didn't have all of the services that they need. I think that over time, we have begun to increase our presence by creating services, expanding relationships with other providers like the City of Hope. What we have seen is better positioning ourselves in a better position. But just remember, safety in the hospitals, we are 75 to 80% of our patients are Medicaid. this population do not have access to the best care that you could find. And therefore, we depend on referring those patients to highly specialized institutions like City Hope so that we will be able to provide better care to those patients. The lack of access, lack of transportations, care coordination of services actually restrained the ability for patients to have the best care that they actually really need when they have a condition like cancer. And I have to tell you that I'm really excited about this relationship because the fact that we only have one oncologist there doing everything, and now we have options and care coordinations and a highly specialized physicians, I think this is a win-win situation for our community. It's a win-win situation for the patients that have been determined or have been diagnosed with cancer. It couldn't be a better relationship between these two organizations. But also, when we take a look at City of Hope, it's a mission-driven organization, which is pretty much consistent with our mission of providing care to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay, treating individuals with the level of respect, humanity that they deserved, regardless of who they are.
You talk about how the vast majority of people who are served by Humboldt Park Health are on Medicaid, and it's there to help people, and it has been expanded greatly, especially since the Affordable Care Act came into being 17 years ago. But at the same time, if you're having a hard time just getting a ride to the facility, if you have to take the bus or you have to find some sort of alternative form of transportation, and then you get there, and then just through some sort of bureaucratic snafu, you discover that that particular procedure or that visit cannot be paid for, that in and of itself is a barrier to care. Two of them, actually.
Absolutely. And I think that, as I mentioned just a little while ago, I'm out working with a mission-driven organization actually makes a difference. One of the things that we actually have agreed to do is to be able to provide transportation to those patients. We won't be able to do all of the services in Humboldt Park, but we will be able to transfer those patients providing the necessary transportation that they will need to get to City of Hope, which is about 4.5 miles away from our location. So we're going to provide a comprehensive approach to this. This is long overdue. I am delighted that we are doing this, and I couldn't be more enthusiastic about offering these type of services to a community that has been neglected and didn't have any sense of hope when it came to cancer, and the level of frustration that some of our patients experienced by not having all of the service available. I think that this is going to make a great difference in our city and for our patients. I mean, this is an incredible relationship. I look forward. I hope if you invite us again, we'll tell you a year from now how well we are going to do, because I am very excited about this an incredible relationship.
Well, and one of the things, actually, just this week, I saw a patient at Humboldt Park Health, because we've started this partnership already, and one of the nurses came up to me afterwards and told me that as the patient was leaving, they said, okay, how did it go with Dr. King? How was it? What are you feeling right now? And she goes, for the first time in this diagnosis, I feel like I finally found hope.
You're listening to At Issue on WBBM News Radio. We're talking about the fight against cancer and also this innovative partnership between City of Hope and Humboldt Park Health with Dr. Kevin King with City of Hope. He will be he's the Medical Director of Oncology Services at Humboldt Park Health, and Jose Sanchez, who is the President and CEO of Humboldt Park Health. And not to put too fine a point on it, Dr. King and Jose, but this is a partnership that, if it lives up to its potential, not only is it going to save lives, it's going to extend them by a great many years beyond the date of diagnosis.
Exactly. And the thing is, we know that catching a cancer early is the best way to cure that cancer. So within this partnership, we are offering an advanced screening mechanism for PSA tests for prostate cancer, mammograms for breast cancer, pap smears for cervical cancer, colonoscopy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Piece for colon cancer, we are really making sure the community knows that those screening tests are available and we're out there ready to perform them.
And let's just pull back a little bit, Dr. King, and just talk about the overall fight against cancer and where it stands today, thanks in part to organizations like City of Hope. And that you talk about the great many technological tools that will be brought to bear at Humboldt Park Health because of this partnership. Is that really the frontier of fighting cancer? Is it tech these days, just having the imaging tools and the technology and the computing power to analyze data to improve outcomes?
That's a great question. So the field of cancer and oncology in general has changed drastically and continues to change drastically over many, many years. I think some of the big advancements that we've made recently is our development with immunotherapies, our different approaches to how we even perceive the disease. So, for example, back in the day, if you had metastatic cancer, meaning that the cancer had moved to other areas of the body, it was kind of an all or none process and said, hey, we only have systemic therapies like chemotherapy to give you. Now we can actually go and use an oligometastatic approach, meaning we're actually seeing a survival advantage by being aggressive with the different sites that the patient has cancer and treating kind of these spots that pop up at the time that they do pop up. But even then, our advancements across the field with different systemic therapies have really changed the game. We have patients who previously, if you had metastatic disease, it was a death sentence and you only had a few months to years left to live. Now we're seeing patients live 15, 20 years, even in the setting of metastatic disease, which is just remarkable.
And then we mentioned before with Jose, it's regardless of ability to pay. On the other hand, when we talk about some of these innovations, you have to bring cost into play, that if you take advantage of some of these technological innovations, the cost of delivering care, the cost of these tools goes down over time, and that makes this kind of cancer treatment that much more accessible.
Definitely. And again, I'm a broken record, but this is what I talk about in the community a lot. The earlier detection, the better. So we're able to use a low-cost test, like some screening tests that are out there, to catch a cancer that's early that's ultimately going to save money in the long run, because we're not going to need to do multiple different lines of systemic therapy when something could be treated with a surgical resection up front and you call it a day.
What is the most common form of cancer these days?
So in all of cancer, skin cancer is the most common form of cancer. When you take skin cancer out of the picture, the most common cancer for men is prostate cancer. The most common cancer for women is lung cancer. We're about a third of people in the United States will be diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis at some point in their lifetime. When we look at some of the mortality rates from cancer, unfortunately, lung cancer still remains the top cancer that is causing the most deaths.
Now, we talk about some of the environmental factors. The air is certainly a lot cleaner today than it used to be. And what is remarkable, if you just walk down any city street, is that the smell of cigarette smoke is nowhere near as prevalent as it once was. I mean, that may be one of the most remarkable public health victories in history, is getting Americans by the millions to kick the habit or never pick it up in the first place. And greater knowledge of these environmental factors, action to remove pollutants from the air, to remove cancer-causing chemicals from things that we consume, to get people to stop smoking. How has that changed the fight against cancer?
You know, that's a tough question to answer because cancer is not one disease. Cancer is over 100 different diseases together. And there's actually something called the hallmarks of cancer, which is why cancer is so difficult to treat. Because it's not just that it is a disease that pops up somewhere in the body that we can't control. It's a disease that has unlimited replicative potential. It's a disease that can make itself go to sleep at times and avoid any sort of systemic therapy or your targeted agent that you're trying to hit it with. It's a disease that has many, many different possibilities of ways to grow through and grow around our treatment. So even just saying limiting it to saying, hey, environmental factors is the one thing that is causing cancer, it's not necessarily the whole picture. That being said, just by limiting smoking, we have very, very clear evidence that smoking is a major risk factor for not only lung cancer, but many other cancers, including head and neck cancers, bladder cancer, cervical cancer. So these are things where we are seeing a drastic decline just from limiting our smoking within the state of Illinois.
And then, Jose, your observations just from the standpoint of Humboldt Park Health.
Well, I would say to you that one of the biggest concerns that we have continuously is the fact of screening. I mean, Dr. Kim just mentioned early detection is critical. But just to give you a sense, on the website of Chicago, 42% of our community have lower rates of screening for breast cancer and the city of Chicago. That's really significant. Breast cancer diagnosis rate is 58% higher, and cervical cancer diagnosis rate is 92% higher than the entire city of Chicago. I mean, these numbers speak by itself why I think this partnership is really very significant for us.
And then, I mean, and once again, this speaks to, is it just a lack of access to care? It's very difficult to get to it, as we talked about before. There's just, you know, I don't want to call it a medical desert. Maybe there is a medical desert in Humboldt Park and other neighborhoods in Chicago where you do have organizations like Humboldt Park Health and very little else. And maybe that is the reason why. Or is it just people, it's not top of mind. So if they've noticed something is wrong, they don't really just pursue it.
One of the things that I think is going to be critical for the success of this partnership is actually advertising the services available. Because I think that one of the issues that I encounter in that community is the fact that people don't know how to get care. People don't have health insurance. People think that if they don't have health insurance, they cannot go and get the care that they need. There are people that do not speak the language. They are, especially now in this period of time where there are all of the policy changes, people are afraid to go to hospitals to get the care that they need. So we there are multiple factors on this. But I think the success is creating an environment that everyone feel comfortable. They know they're going to be welcome, that we're going to provide the translation, the transportation, and they are going to be welcome. I think that's going to be key of our success.
Now, not to diminish the partnership with City of Hope and just how innovative it can be and the potential that exists with this partnership, but Jose, if you had the chance to wave a magic wand and create the policy structure or the institution that you want, regardless of money and the bureaucratic inertia that it takes to make something like this come true, what would it look like?
But I mean, I think that what it will look like is that can we offer the best possible care to everyone, regardless of your ethnicity, your income bracket, regardless of where you're coming from, is treating people like human beings, giving them access to the care that they need. And this is what I'm looking for.
And then there's also just a lot of rhetoric about how do we address healthcare disparities, what policy changes could take place in Washington, what could take place in Springfield. You've heard the conversation, Jose. Is there anything that the public at large doesn't know, doesn't recognize, and needs to know?
Well, I think that there will be a significant impact in healthcare moving forward into the future. And we have come really a long way to address what we call some of the social determinants of health in healthcare. I think that we need to recommit to that cause of addressing all of the social determinants of health in communities like Humboldt Park, where people needs to have better access to better food, better transportation, better housing, and how can we continue to coordinate care. I think that healthcare has always worked in silos, you know, and I think that it's time that we beginning to focus on partnership, not only with all the healthcare institutions, but partners like housing, food distribution, accessibility to transportation, and so forth. I think that if we take a look, and I think Dr. King probably say a few words on this. If we take a look at healthcare, 40% of what we do is what create an impact on people. The rest is related to what type of education do you have, how, what kind of food do you consume, what kind of living arrangement you are in. All of these have an incredible impact. And another issue that I think will be important in this holistic approach to treatment is, wraparound services. For example, I know that mind, body, and spirit wellness is also important. Humboldt Park now just built a $30 million project wellness center. We're going to be able to offer yoga, indoor walking, heating pool. So we're going to have accessibility to other services that actually heal people to get better. So I'm looking forward to utilize all of the resources that we have available. Now we have the best treatment cancer center, City of Hope. We have a hospital that actually is committed to bring the services to the community that they need. And also going beyond just the medical care and taking care of people as they need.
And Dr. Kevin King, you're now the medical director for oncology services at Humboldt Park Health. And if I could provide one word just to describe your frame of mind, is it's enthusiastic. You seem like someone who's really excited to be taking on this challenge. What is it about this particular project that gets you out of bed in the morning?
Well, honestly, I think it's just the nature of Humboldt Park Health itself. This is an institution, like Mr. Sanchez was talking about, where they do focus on the entire picture. They are focusing on all social determinants of health. And even this wellness center, you know, there's a study that recently came out in the New England Journal of Medicine a few weeks ago, where actually there's a survival advantage for people who maintain healthy exercise even after a colon cancer diagnosis. And this is huge in the world of oncology, that we actually are seeing a survival advantage for something like that. And to be partnering with a hospital that has all the resources to say, hey, we're not only thinking about getting a patient in and giving them some labs and calling it a day. We're actually going to be working with them and making sure that they live a healthy lifestyle even outside of the hospital. And it's just amazing to be having a partnership like this, where you have two powerhouse organizations like City of Hope and Humboldt Park Health coming together with a common goal in mind to making sure every patient feels seen, heard, and valued during their cancer care.
And then, Doctor, fighting cancer, this is a fight that you will experience great triumph, but also at the same time, great sorrow. And what keeps your head in the game as you experience both of these extreme ends of the human experience?
Yeah, it's difficult. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty hard. But I will tell you that we are able to celebrate so many more wins than we are able to mourn the losses. And even with some of the more advanced cancers that might come along that have just been neglected from all the different lack of access, lack of transportation, lack of education, all the different barriers to their healthcare that have caused it to get to this level, we are seeing that there are hopeful moments in there, and we celebrate the wins when we can have them, and that's what keeps you going.
And then, Jose, I will give you the final word.
As I said before, and very excited, and I got to tell you, I have worked in healthcare for many, many, many years, and probably in the practicing and working in the most underserved communities between New York and Chicago. And I got to tell you, I never seen anything like this, bringing together two first-class institutions to come together to better the life of people who are marginalized, who are poor, and who are actually immigrants from all parts of the world. So we're happy to be able to create a healthy society in the city of Chicago. So we are committed to that, and I got to tell you, I'm very optimistic about where we are today, and I look forward to many years of success and bringing hope to our community, especially for those individuals that, in my opinion, are the voiceless of our community. And I think that we are ready to bring that on, take that on, and make a difference. And I look forward to a brighter future right now.
Dr. Kevin King with City of Hope and Humboldt Park Health President and CEO Jose Sanchez, thank you for joining us this week on At Issue. Join us next week for another edition of At Issue when we discuss the need for blood donation this holiday season. Until then, I'm Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.